I'm in the garden at Meg's house at Bent Street, drinking coffee, coughing up cigarette butts, listening to Blind by the Sundays, and listening to Meg explain why she wants to be an art educator. I'm still drunk. We're still drunk from last night. Last night was not meant to be a big one. It's end of the pay cycle. I had no money at all. I don't know how I managed to get so drunk. I think it's because I didn't have dinner. Went to see Luke Reed at the Wick on Brunswick Street. It's really good, open mic night, all these people exposing themselves. Luke exposed himself. Not literally. No, that's what he should do. Actually, he shouldn't. I do not know. I do not know what Luke should do, but he should continue to go to open mic nights and read his pieces because he is good. It's good to do that.
He's a good singer, too.
He's a good singer. He doesn't have any confidence in his own singing, but he's quite a good singer.
That last one he did.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Epic Drunken Night. Recorded all this audio. I haven't listened to it yet. At the time, I felt like it was really good, but I suspect it's just shit, and I probably won't post it. I don't know what to do. Meg's trying to tell me I should call in sick to work and stay here with her, but of course she would say that. I don't think I should do that. I don't think in terms of my standing at work or my financial situation I can afford to do that. Tempting as it is. Em's coming to stay tonight. For a week. That'll be good. I should call Rouse. I've got no cigarettes left. I do have money, so I can spend it all on bills that were due a month ago. Trying to think of all the things that I was saying last night, all the things I was saying, because it's all about me and what I think. And me, I. Discombobulation, so discombobulated. It's just saying.
I think I was talking quite a bit about myself and my things. It's what you do when you're drunk.
It's a refractory device. You talk about yourself, and hopefully people can see themselves in what you're saying and will learn something about themselves. Who knows?
Everybody's a bit too brain damaged after.
Everyone's a bit too brain damaged after a few drinks, really.
And then if you're lucky, they'll forget everything.
If you're lucky, they'll forget everything. Not if you've captured it, though, using your phone. I'm going a bit mental at the moment. We were discussing this. Am I going mental? Nobody's treating me like I'm mental, which is a sign that I'm not, but that might just be because I've had so much practice at going mental now that I know how to disguise it. But discombobulation, going mental, can be a very positive thing. This was the key point that I was making last night.
I think there's a line.
Breaking your mental set when it's become.
There's a line you cross when you go mental, surely, where you stop giving a fuck what other people think.
You stop giving a fuck. That's the real. That's when you really. You lose the ability to communicate with others. Yeah.
You start causing chaos in other people's lives.
When you start causing chaos in other people's lives, then you don't give a fuck. And they don't give a fuck because they can't understand you either.
So they commit you.
So they commit you, they lock you up. Because you're a danger to yourself and others.
Or you're just annoying.
You're a pain in the ass. But no, it's good to break your set.
Disturbing people's sets of reality.
Yeah, that's it. You're disturbing people's sets of reality too much. Can't be having, you know, you're a danger to people's reality. Which is, people are very protective of their reality. Understandably enough, because if your reality is too disturbed, this brings me back nicely to my point. You go mental. But that can be a good thing, because when your mental set and your worldview has become intolerable and dysfunctional and is not working anymore, the only thing to do is throw it away. Liberator who destroyed my property has realigned my perceptions, etc. I think I need to. I don't know. But I sort of do. I think I need to throw everything away and start again. Watch the emergent structures emerge and see what happens.
Then you should do it before Christmas.
I should do it before Christmas. And then. Then I can enjoy. Yeah, I'll throw away my burgeoning list of things to do, all these stupid, trivial tasks that I've set for myself that I think are important, because none of them are actually important at all. And just write, go mental, get it done before Christmas time. 24
fear,
hours.
A lot of mentalness, apparently, is a very wise woman once said to me, is to do with fear. So, if you scare yourself enough, you might induce psychosis. Could be dangerous, though, in a big city. Have you ever done it in a big city?
I've never gone psychotic in a big city before, but there's a first time for everything. I have to go in here and listen to this song.
Thank you.
if you change this song, I will kill you. I really mean that. See why we can't listen to the whole record. Alright then. Tegan has that not so fresh feeling. Tegan slept in his clothes. Tegan is smoking his last cigarette. Tegan is. It's all about me. All about me. Not yourself. Less narcissism. Mr. Cracklet, you're suffering from too much coffee. How's it going? Excess, unfamiliar food, and quite possibly too much egotism. Too much egotism. It's like egotism, except you pronounce it differently. In every other regard, it's the same. I'm so impressed with this garden.
Really not that impressive. I know the stream is a better garden.
You'll be alright when the money system collapses. You can live off parsley and mint and fucking...
We've got a couple of pieces of spinach.
Yeah. Spinach, it's got iron in it. You'll be right.